Oh, I'll hand over now to Mr. William Brown Sr., to bring us now a word of personal testimony. It's always a delight to be able to invite your own father to come and to bring the word of testimony. It's my privilege to have been brought up in a family that knew the Lord, and that is a joy to my soul. So come on ahead.
Whenever you're asked to give your testimony, you get it all straightened out and get it all polished up, and when you come up here, it's gone. So a testimony is a thing that you have with you every day of your life when God saves you. It's a good thing. Whatever you do today, you have a testimony behind you, left behind you. I was brought up in a little village called Newton Crumlin, a long way from here, in the middle of a mountain. And we get our fair share of rough weather. Snow and frost and ice and fog and everything was going, we got it. I had it very tough. It was a tough way to live, but it was a hardy way too. So we were sent along to church on the Sabbath day. Of course, my father and mother were very quiet, decent people, hard workers. And they made sure that we were at peace on a Sunday. It was a different day for the rest of the week. Not like it is now. And we were sent along to church. We walked 2 miles and 2 miles home again. The service lasted for half an hour and you were soon out the door again. There were no singing, no prayer meetings, and no Sunday school. So we made our way home, and we had 2 miles to go to school, to walk to school, and 3 miles to get to a bus. We had it rough and tough. But as time went on, things changed. It had to change. It was a very rough bit of going. And I wasn't religious in no way. I longed for the day I would be 13 so that I could get confirmed. And I could do what I liked and say what I liked and go where I liked. I was willing to go anywhere, even with the devil's crowd at the end of the day, which was a sad situation. The only verse of scripture that I ever knew was in John chapter 11 and verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And I heard that because I went to funerals. And that was a verse that I always remembered. Whenever you died, that was a verse that you were sure to hear. So as time went on, we left school and everything was well for a while. We started to go down the wrong road, follow the devil's crowd, as the saying is. We had only old bicycles in those days, and then I got a motorbike, and then we finished up at the top of the ladder, we got a motor car. And we made sure every Saturday night that we were in Ballymena for around 9 o'clock. The reason being that there was a gospel meeting every Saturday night in Ballymena called Saturday Night. Can't remember the name of it now. But we were sure, we were sitting around the streets of Ballymena waiting for the, as we called it, the talent to get out. We were at the restaurant and going to churches or anything. We're going nowhere. And we watched out for these girls going round the town a time or two. And I got an eye on one of them. And one night especially, I saw this nice girl. And I pushed her down an entry in Church Street. And she was at the back of the church there smiling away. 54 years we've been together. A long time too. We got married and the family started to come along. One Friday night, around 6 or 7 o'clock, there was a knock came to the door. My children were grew up a wee bit then. And these two tall men standing with long black coats on them. And those days we used to have people come around the door dressed in suits. And the oldest said, you shall know them by their suits. But these two men had two black coats, big long black coats. They said to me, we're from the Free Presbyterian Church here in Ballymena. if you have any children, as I certainly have. And he says there'll be a bus on Sunday morning, a mini bus to gather up the children for Sunday school. Well, we had to investigate where the church was and know all about it and everything else. But finally they went to Sunday school, and one Sunday after it, a long time after it, my two wee girls come in and they run through the door and says, "Daddy, we get saved at Sunday school today." That was something for me. I had no idea what it was all about. The next Sunday my son came home and he said, "I got saved at Sunday school today." I'm telling you, God was good to me. The sort of a character I was anyway. For I had no time for religious people, good loving people, and a bit rough. So they started to talk then about a mission in the Ballymena Town Hall, 1975. And I said to the wife, "Well, maybe we need to go now and again." But I got caught up in the mission, and I was more than glad to get to it, because I heard the blessed message of the gospel, something I never heard in my life, and never knew, that Jesus suffered and then died for a sinner like me. Tonight I'm glad. I know what it is to be saved. God was good to me and my family. I went to that mission. It lasted for about 5 weeks. And the fourth week of the mission, I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was no mistake. I'm telling you, I am glad that I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Time went on, and the superintendent of the Sunday school said to me one Sunday, "Would you be prepared to take a Sunday school class?" I hadn't a clue what it was all about or what they do, you know. So I went down one Sunday to see what was happening, I mean the Sundays after, and I got this class of boys. And I can tell you, I learnt far more at Sunday school than them children was learning, for I hadn't a clue. I hadn't even a Bible to start with. All I had was a wee prayer book. And I learnt a lot of the golden verses. And I learnt my catechism. And I learnt many things. All the blessed stories in that Bible, I learnt them with the children. Although the very few knew that. And we kept going on for over 20 years. And then I got a job at Dave and the Bus then, taking the people home and bringing them into church at night again. Now, God was really, really good to me and my family. And then there's this little boy come along a year or two later. He's way behind, late. That was my son David here. And God blessed him and God was with us. When we see what he's done for him now and where he is, preaching the blessed message of the gospel. Something that I never thought would happen to me or my family. And by God's grace, may I keep going on. And I pray much for my grandchildren. I have 8 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchildren. It's my wish that one day we will meet them in heaven. Glorious thing to be saved and ready. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and your family. And may you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, even tonight. Amen.
Well, thank you very much for the word of testimony. No, I'll not ask you to sing tonight. That mission the dad mentioned was particularly owned and blessed of the Lord. I can't remember the exact numbers now, but over 350 were received in that mission, Dad being one of them. That was a great time of the Lord pouring out his Spirit upon men, women, and young people. And that's an encouragement to us. The Lord can do that again today. And it's my privilege to have had a mother and father who both knew the Lord. And even when hearing Dad's testimony again, it reminds me of how privileged and blessed that I am And the Lord was preparing all of that, even before I came along. He's preparing the way for me to have a godly upbringing. That's a great privilege that many of you have. And we pray that many of the children in our town of Larne would have that, because right now, a great majority of the children, certainly the kids that come here, have not got saved homes. And yet, like my siblings, brother and two sisters, they hadn't saved homes either. But the Lord saved them and made them little missionaries. And that, of course, brought about then Dad's salvation. Mum was already saved. And so we rejoice in God's grace and in God's goodness. So thank you again for your testimony. Well done.